are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Critical Thinking, and it is a WTF Wednesday on the program. We are going to talk some insanity, but you know the drill by now. You can follow all of us on social media, and of course, that's Pat and myself. And if you're not watching on Rumble, well, tough luck. You don't know how to follow us on social media. Get over to rumble.com/critical thinking, and you can see the show every single day. Of course, you can always subscribe via podcast on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. And frankly, I mean, if we're on like a half a dozen of them, I can't imagine you need any more than that. Now, all of that out of the way, again, thank you so much for your listenership and viewership. We definitely appreciate it, especially during Pat's hiatus. We really totally appreciate that. It's amazing, Pat. You're gone for 6 weeks and you're still a little fuzzy. Technical difficulties or lack of practice?
No. I don't think it's either of those things. I think my camera just hates you.
Which is possible. I mean, the left definitely hates me. Some on the right definitely hate me. And yeah, I consider that a win. Now, all of that having been said, we're going to get into the insanity. We're going to get into all that stuff in WTF Wednesday. We're going to talk a little bit about Matthew McConaughey. And spoiler alert, Thursdays on the show, we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going deep diving on Thursdays. We're going to take a topic. We're going to look at some of the things that are going on and do a deep dive. And we're going to do a deep dive on Matthew McConaughey and his anti-gun stance and take a look at some of the responses to the things that he's had to say. But he will feature in WTF Wednesday later on for part of what he had to say when it comes to gun control and guns in America. Now, all of that having been said, there's been a lot of doom and gloom and talk of spirit of the age and demonic powers and tyranny versus freedom and fighting tyranny no matter where it exists, on what side of the aisle it exists. Tyranny is wrong, period, point blank. All right, we've talked all about those things, but it is time for us to also recognize that there is good in this world. And this good comes from a thing that I believe has touched probably every single one of you that is listening. Cancer. Whether you've had cancer and survived, whether you've known somebody who's had cancer and survived, or known somebody who's had cancer and passed away, I guarantee you, you know somebody very close to you who has been affected by cancer. Cancer has riddled my family throughout the years. My mother never got a chance to know her mother because of cancer. My mom's mom, so my grandmother, passed away when my mom was less than a year old. My mom never knew her. But she gave her life so that my mom could live, because the radiation and the chemotherapy at the time, back in the 1950s, would have killed my mother. And so that was the choice that was made. Guess what? Hopefully we don't have to make those choices ever again, because this headline from the Daily Wire: unprecedented, remarkable, cancer study leaves every patient cancer-free. That's right. Results from a small cancer trial have left every patient in remission, is being praised as unprecedented and remarkable. According to the Daily Wire, a paper published on Sunday at the New England Journal of Medicine outlined a study of 18 rectal cancer patients who were given dostarlimab every 3 weeks, and sorry if I butchered that name, but my God, can we? I'm gonna put a pause on the good news here. But can we talk about something, Pat, real quick? Can we just get stinking easy names for drugs, for the love of frick?
I tell my mom, my mom's a pharmacy tech. I tell her that all the time, anytime we ever get medicine in our house, whether it's for us or for our dogs, she's like, well, what kind of medicine was it? I can't say it half the time.
Right. But anyway, they were given the drug every 3 weeks for 6 months and ended up cancer-free. Well, you might say, well, so what? Ah, but the very first patient that was given this regimen has been cancer-free for 2 years now. 2 years outside of the trial. Dr. Luis A. Diaz Jr., one of the authors of the paper, says that I believe this is the first time this has happened in the history of cancer. That's right, folks. Literally a regimen of what turns out to be monoclonal antibodies, a version of monoclonal antibodies, has left 18 rectal cancer patients cancer-free. No chemo, nothing, no other treatments, just this. Every 3 weeks for 6 months, boom, see you later. Now, one of these patients was stage 3 colorectal cancer. That is very severe. That is usually chemotherapy on multiple levels, radiation treatment, surgery, da-da-da-da-da. So, Dr. Andrea Sirsak, an oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, say that 3 times fast, and another author of the paper described a lot of happy tears at the end of the trial. Again, we are talking about a potential for rectal cancer, which is one of the least survivable versions of cancer in the world, by the way. Right, Pat?
I believe so.
Now, 18 patients? Uh-huh. But this is the very first phase of this trial. Obviously, it needs replication. It needs duplication in larger settings. But one of the experts from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Dr. Kimmy Ng, an associate professor at Harvard University as well, called the trials remarkable and unprecedented. So what did they do? Well, according to the study, they said that they initiated a prospective phase 2 study in which single-agent dostarlimab, an anti-PD-1 monoclonal antibody, was administered. So this was phase 2 of the study. Was administered every 3 weeks for 6 months in patients with mismatch repair deficit. So one of the worst versions of rectal cancer that you could have at either stage 2 or 3. The treatment was to be followed by standard chemo, radiotherapy, and surgery. Okay? That's what they told you was going to happen. But those who took the drug, which unmasks cancer cells, that's why this is important. What does it matter when we talked about monoclonal antibodies with COVID-19? Why does it matter? Because what it did is sped up the process of your body and its ability to fight it, right? So this is what it did. It unmasked cancer cells, allowing the immune system to identify and destroy them. Now, those who took the drug, according to the New York Times, did not have to move on to further cancer treatments. Now, the study was supposed to be followed up by those extra cancer treatments, right, Pat?
Right.
Not a single one of these people ever had to go through chemotherapy, ever had to have a radiation therapy session, ever had to do any of those things. All the patients, quote, had a clinical complete response with no evidence of tumor on magnetic resonating imaging, which is an MRI. At the time of this report, no patients had received chemo, radiotherapy, or undergone surgery. Again, no chemo, radiotherapy, or undergoing of surgery. And no cases of progression or recurrence had been reported during follow-up in a range of 6 to 25 months. No adverse events of grade 3 or higher have been reported, period. Now, these are super encouraging results, right? This is game-changing results for people who are suffering from rectal cancer. Again, one of the least survivable, along with prostate cancer, by the way. If you, as a man, if you have prostate cancer, your survivability there, whoa, right? It is one of the things that, as you age, as I'm getting older, you really need to pay attention to. Because if you don't catch it early, your survivability is slim. Rectal cancer is right next to it, if you're a man. And if you're a woman, it is one of the most deadly, if not the most deadly versions of cancer that you can find. This is so amazing to think that we might have that breakthrough in cancer research that for my entire life, Pat, we have been searching for. For my 40 years, we've been searching for this, you know, for my mom's entire life, right? And for decades before that. But the ramp up, the billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars spent on research, we might finally have a breakthrough for one version of cancer. It might not be replicatable across other cancers. This might only work for this version because every, you know, type of cancer is different in how it attacks the body.
True, but you got to think they're going to test this with other forms of cancer. They almost have to.
Right. Now it goes on to say this, that these initial findings of the remarkable benefit with the use of dostarlimab are very encouraging, but also need to be viewed with caution until the results can be replicated in a larger and more diverse population. But, she continued to say, the responses in these first 12 of a planned for 30 patients in the trial are remarkable and exceed what we would expect with the standard chemotherapy plus radiation. Although quality of life measures have not been reported yet, it is encouraging that some of the most difficult symptoms, such as pain and bleeding, all resolved with the use of dostarlimab. So what they're talking about there is that one of the things that happens with rectal cancer is pain and bleeding, right? Those are the two most common things that happen, and they're common signs that you might have something to look at. All of it resolved. Gone. It's like it didn't exist. And it's not the same, but I can only imagine it feels like I felt when the magic of, hey, I think this is what is wrong with you, and let's get you off medication, and let's get you here. And suddenly, within a week, boom. I wake up with no pain. I don't feel pain. What? I gotta imagine it feels kind of like that after going through this. I don't have the pain. I don't have the bleeding. What? We don't have to destroy the body anymore to make it healthy. Because that's what chemotherapy and radiation is. Chemotherapy is literally putting poison into your body to make sure that you kill the other poison in your body. That's what chemotherapy is, right?
Right.
It is brutal. It is an absolutely brutal treatment, an absolutely necessary right now treatment. But if we can replicate this for other versions of cancer, if this can be done on a broader scale, will it work for everybody? Probably not. But if this gives you your best chance at survivability, holy smokes, man. Holy crap.
I mean, can you imagine for just 2 seconds, what if they finally found the cure for cancer?
Yeah.
Pretty historic, isn't it?
We could be on the verge of history right now. And I want you to take it in. I want you to take it in. So, pay attention to this.
I do have one question here, though.
Yes.
Because I feel like I've seen this before, where we've claimed we found the cure for cancer, then it turned everybody into raging zombies, and then, you know, you're left on Manhattan Island all by yourself with just you and your dog.
Pat, that was in a nightmare you had last night.
That I don't know. I feel like I saw that in a movie theater somewhere, like some sort of documentary.
No.
Yeah.
So, I don't know of what you're talking about.
Will Smith's I Am Legend is not a documentary.
No, and I've never seen the movie, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, darn it. Oh. Actually, good movie, by the way.
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Oh.
Just no.
Okay.
Now, we also have some really good news to bring you from San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco.
Is this by chance the DA of San Francisco being recalled?
You bet your bottom freaking dollar. Chesa Bodine was recalled. 61% of San Francisco residents who voted. said no thank you. Now why pray tell would Chesa Bodine have a problem?
So I didn't deep dive into this story, but from what I saw, it was because she was
you mean he
supposedly incredibly weak on crime policies.
Yeah, he was very, very weak. Now this shouldn't surprise anybody who knows or did any modicum of research on who Chesa Bodine is, because he is the son of, wait for this, Pat, and tell me if you've heard this before, the son of Weather Underground terrorists. Who could have seen this coming? Also, one of the 40 George Soros-funded people who won office as district attorneys in 2020.
Gee, who could have saw that coming?
Now,
San Francisco.
One of the cases that highlights exactly how bad this is in San Francisco. There is an individual who is suspected of being the person of interest or suspect in over 100 cases of burglary, of robbing people, places, stores in a year, by the way. 100 cases. Guess how many days in jail or weeks or months or years this individual got to serve? And how many cases were brought against him?
I'm going to go 3 weeks in jail.
Well, there was only one case, and it was but Chesa Bodine interfered in the case, broke it down to a misdemeanor offense, and served the 2 days it took to process him in jail.
Oh. So, what the hell?
It turns out that being pro-criminal is probably a bad look for a district attorney. Look, I am all for finding ways to get people that need help the help they need, right? I think that is a very wise decision, because at the end of the day, processing these people and putting them in jail is expensive, and continuously having to do so, right, is expensive. I get it. But there's a difference between saying, hey, we want to get you the help that you desperately need, right? Whether that's drug addiction, alcohol addiction, whether that's mental health issues, whether that's homelessness, right? Let's find ways to improve your life. There's a difference between that and, hey, I've given you that opportunity not once, not twice, but three times, and you've spit in my face. And oh, by the way, we're going to let you do this 100 times. I mean, I experienced this here in Chicago on a very real level. I mean, when we first moved to where I live, this was a very, very safe area. You had no issues, right? None. Just a week ago, week and a half ago, Memorial Day weekend. So yeah, so not even a week ago. Or, well, yeah, just over a week ago at this point. We were coming home from an event with some friends who were from out of town. Wake up in the morning. We missed an armed robbery right at our street corner by about 10 to 15 minutes. It's a crew of three cars getting out, putting guns into people's faces. Yeah. And not to mention the increase in reports of shootings and all sorts of craziness that never happened, you know, 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago. It turns out that putting criminals back on the street in the middle of their trials for criminal behavior is a bad idea. Especially violent crime, things like robbery, armed robbery, drug dealing. Oh, that's not a violent. Yeah, it is. How do you think? What do you think would happen if you stole from a drug dealer, Pat? What do you think would happen if you attempted to assault a drug dealer? A gun gets pulled and you get shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are violent criminals. Having said all of that, this is good news. This is amazing news. 61% of San Francisco says, screw you. Now, we're going to get to the flip side of this in WTF Wednesday. But before we do that, Pat, are you ready to play the B or not the B?
Let's do it.
All right, lay that headline on me at least one time.
Alrighty then. Protocol droid fluent in 6 million forms of communication still can't understand what Biden is saying. Protocol droid fluent in 6 million forms of communication still can't understand what Biden is saying. Is this the B or not the B?
Good question. While I am pondering it, may I also suggest if you are in the Chicago area, please go ahead and visit closewithcoppins.com. Again, closewithcoppins.com. If you're in the Chicago area, you can procure my services as your real estate agent of choice. I'm just suggesting that you take a look at my promise of trust and real estate real impact. It is a movement within the real estate industry to not just help you find your dream home, but also help the community at large. Donating to nonprofits and charitable organizations in lieu of closing gifts and all of the money that gets spent on that. So rather than you getting a closing gift, I donate to local or personal charities that mean something to you or to the community. So check it out, closewithcoppins.com, or you can find me by DM or whatever method you would like to communicate with me. That being said, I think this one has got to be the Babylon Bee. Thank you for the softball.
Are you sure?
100% sure, because we're talking about R2-D2 or C-3PO.
Well, C-3PO was the protocol droid.
Right. I just couldn't remember off the top of my head if it was the protocol droid or the bot. But yeah. Yep. So yeah, we're talking about C-3PO being able to not understand Joe Biden.
Yes, a protocol droid acquired to assist White House staffers in interpreting statements from President Biden struggled mightily in its first day on the job, in spite of being fluent in every form of communication in the known galaxy. said the droid, known as DRPO, I've translated blank verse in the language of low people who have two letters in their alphabet. I worked on the peace negotiations between warring tribes on the planet Coppola, who communicate entirely in quotes from The Godfather Part 3. But I've never encountered anything like this. I've been watching tapes of the president in my living room, trying to come up with some sort of key to its language, to no avail. Oh, my aching circuits. I need to sit down. Sources say the job translating the president's remarks into coherent English had become more than the humanoid staff could handle. They hoped that bringing the protocol droid would streamline the process, in addition to allowing the blame a machine for really stupid stuff. Also, they believe it would increase their support among the gay robot demographic. However, the first event the droid demonstrated the extreme challenge of the task, commenting on a plan to waive tariffs for solar panels. Biden said, alternative engines make for future tracker acre bling blong. You know, Jack, I mean, God's sake, wizard rabble in the honky tonk in January 6th. After several minute pause during the dark smoke poured from the processor case, DRPO explained that the gathered press corps, I believe the president is saying that he has to use the bathroom, maybe. Also, there's 32% chance that he just declared war on Bermuda. Oh, dear. Asked to comment the droid's performance, the Jawa who sold it to the White House responded by saying, Chuniti! And waving a big handful of cash in the air.
I think we have a new Star Wars spin-off series, Pat.
What's that?
Star Wars, the White House stories.
I think the title could use some work, but I think you're right.
Okay. Star Wars, the Joe Biden files. What do you want from me?
I was going to say like Star Wars, the dementia from Joe Biden's wheelchair. I don't know.
But hey, we told you about the good news when it comes to people wanting, I don't know, violent criminals to be properly prosecuted. That came from San Francisco. My neck of the woods. I told you my story, right?
Yeah.
There's more to it.
Uh-oh.
Woosa, Andy. Woosa. Okay. Our lovely mayor Beetlejuice, I mean Lori Lightfoot, had this to say earlier this week. And tell me what's wrong with this statement. We shouldn't be locking up nonviolent individuals just because they can't afford to pay bail. But given the exacting standards that the state's attorney has for a charging of a case, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, when those charges are brought, these people are guilty. Of course, they're entitled to a presumption of innocence. Of course, they're entitled to their day in court. But residents in our community are also entitled to safety from dangerous people. So we need to keep pressing the criminal courts to lock up violent, dangerous people and not put them out on bail or electronic monitoring back into the very same communities where brave souls are mustering the courage to come forward and say, this is the person who is responsible.
Uh-huh.
Did you catch the problem?
Is she really not? Is she seriously not putting people in jail that should be in jail?
It's not about her, okay? and you missed the problem. Given the exacting standards the state's attorney has for charging a case which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, when those charges are brought, these people are guilty.
Oh, yeah. You're innocent.
That is a problem with the Constitution of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Our mayor doesn't even understand the Constitution. We have a right to a presumption of innocence, not a presumption of guilt. Unlike the criminal system in England or elsewhere, where you are presumed guilty and you have to prove your innocence. By the way, what the hell? Well, of course they're entitled. The very next sentence, of course they're entitled to a presumption. No. You didn't bother to give them that presumption of innocence. You just said if they're charged. Furthermore, Pat, has she even bothered to understand the history of, I don't know, wrongful convictions here in the city of Chicago? Under her own watch, by the way.
Dude, she doesn't care about that.
It is un-freaking real, man. Unreal. And with that, Pat, it is time for the famed WTF Wednesday. That's right. So why don't you hit me with your first headline on WTF Wednesday?
Well, so I know I sent you a bunch of WTF stories last night. But I purposely kept one because I wanted your raw reaction to this. So we're going to go to my neck of the woods because we're about to have a primary here in the state of Utah, right? And part of this is, we have our county primaries and stuff too. Well, see, the Utah County Attorney General is facing some, or not Attorney General, but a prosecuting attorney, the DA for Utah County, okay? He has some interesting allegations made against him in recent weeks.
Like what?
Levitt is addressing allegations. So his name is David Levitt. Okay. Is addressing allegations that he and his wife are under investigation for the alleged cannibalism of murder of children.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Como se dice? Not homo sapien?
The allegation he's referring to is part of the Utah County investigation into ritualistic child sex abuse throughout the period of 1990 to 2010.
What?
Yeah, he and the county sheriff have been going at it because he's accused the county sheriff of misusing county officers and funds and all sorts of stuff. And then the county sheriff apparently accused him of cannibalism and murder of children. Here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, the guy's been pretty weak on crime as well. And the guy that's running against him is not. But the difference between the two that I don't like is the guy that's running against him is for the death penalty. And I'm not a huge fan of that personally. Whereas David Levitt has said that he's no longer going to pursue the death penalty. However, he's also fairly weak on crime.
Well, so, of course he's not going to pursue the death penalty. He would rather eat the children.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
Only in Utah could this possibly be a thing.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like it's so crazy. I'm like, yeah, I doubt that this is true.
For you, though.
But do you know, it's also so out there that it could be.
Do you know whether or not David Levitt has ever visited Skinwalker Ranch?
I have no idea.
because that might explain some of this. Because there's some weird stuff that happens to people that visit Skinwalker Ranch out in eastern Utah. You know where that is, right?
I know where it is. I have no desire to go there.
I mean, we've seen weird cow mutilations. We saw, I think there's a story where a mom gave birth to a calf. Two of them, actually, gave birth to two calves. Within 4 hours of the calf being born, 40% of its body mass was just gone. But what? yeah, if you're not watching that show on History Channel, you really need to, because it will open your eyes to a lot of things that there's just no explanation for in life right now. And it shows you the scientific process, most importantly. And thirdly, we don't understand God's design the way that we think we do. We increasingly understand it, but it takes people to push it to the edge to continue to understand that. And I think it's fascinating. But anyway, I was just curious about that, considering what, how does that even become an allegation?
Well, Levitt says the accusation was first leveled at him by Nicholas Rossi in an online post. Rossi is a man who was arrested in Scotland after allegedly faking his own death to escape a Utah rape charge in 2008. Rossi claimed that the allegation that Levitt and his wife were guilty of murdering and cannibalizing young children were confirmed by Utah County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Spencer Cannon. Levitt believes Rossi, whose rape charges were prosecuted by Levitt, is aiming at a retaliate against him.
Yeah. Also, so, is Rossi mentally competent?
I have no idea.
Right? So,
right.
How do you have to take it seriously? How do you take that seriously?
This is the thing, though. I don't know that I can take this seriously, especially in the midst of an election. And I'm just
also because, like, didn't he just get caught? So throw stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
right.
What? And they haven't come out and said, yeah, no.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know why the sheriff is also accusing him of this. That's the other weird part.
And if that's the case, why is he not in jail right now awaiting charges?
Great question.
Or more importantly, removed from office. More importantly, relieved of his duties pending this criminal investigation.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to win re-election, though.
Yeah, very clearly. I don't care whether... How do you ever get to the point where this is a thing that somebody would believe about you? That is my point. Right. Whether the individual is sane or not, that is leveling this accusation, this should be easily disprovable.
Right.
What in the hell is going on in your state?
And the fact that it's not is concerning, because it makes me think, well, this is crazy enough. Is it actually true?
Right. Exactly. Holy smokes. I've got one for you. Now, warning to each and every single one of you that this is going to be a, how shall we say this? There's going to be profanity in this upcoming video. There's no way around it, shall we say? And since we're not on Mojo 50 Radio, we're not really under their guidelines of what can and can't be said. But if you've got small children, or you don't want to hear certain language, I'm going to give you a countdown, and then we're going to play this video. You want to know how sick things are inside the world of business or employment? I'm about to show you in 3, 2, 1, you've been warned.
Some rights and freedom that would tell you that. But since you seem to forget that, and you're all loud and proud with your big thoughts and your big ideas, and you want to whatever fucking set up hot tubs in Ottawa. I'm a recruiter. It's a small, small, small industry. Smaller than you'd think. Same with HR. So, if you're looking for a job, or maybe trying to keep a job, maybe, just maybe, think about what you're putting on social media. Again, freedom fighters. I know you're not really big with stats and, you know, facts aren't your thing, you know? But what I can tell you, what is a fact, is that recruiters talk. And recruiters, like the majority of Canada, don't agree with you. Do you know what that means? Do you have any guesses? Any guesses what that means? What that means is that if you need a job, you might not get one. If you want to keep a job, you might not get to do that. And you know what else HR is good at? Documentation. You know what that means? You want to be an asshole. We document it. We give you a couple tries. Then what do? We terminate you. With cause. If we're so lucky. If not, we give you the minimum allowed by law. Either way, best of luck to you. Recruiters are watching. HR is watching. Everywhere. And we hate you. We hate you so much. And you think we can't do anything. But we can. We have the power. Always remember that. Doesn't matter if there's a fucking man at the top of your HR department. It's run by women. And it's run by angry women just like me. I'm so, so glad I got that off my chest. It's been eating me up inside. And honestly, my heart goes out to you guys. I mean, you have families to feed, right? You brought your kids to this big event. You're freedom fighters. You're standing up. Oh, they will be so, so proud. So, so, so proud of you. Fuck yourself. Fuck, fuck, fuck yourself. Mwah. Love you.
Do you want to tell her or should I?
Go for it, Pat.
So, you're going to rip into people for, doing crazy stuff on social media and that crazy enough to cost them their jobs or potentially not get a job. And here you are doing the same exact thing. By the way, is it me or does she have the crazy eyes?
So I'm not totally sure on that because it could also be the camera angle, right? Uh-huh. Because as somebody who dabbles in that realm, you know, a little bit of production and camera work and things of that right. nature, the camera can add some pounds. It can take away some pounds. The angles matter, right? And lighting matters right. and all that wonderful goodness. She'd just be crazy, period.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And I also have an update for you as to maybe you shouldn't post on social media because people are watching.
Right.
Remember about getting a job and keeping a job?
Yeah.
I have an update on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She allegedly does not have a job anymore. Who saw that coming? Clearly not her. Now, also, not everybody is a member of this organization, but there are over 24,000 people that are a member of the Human Resource Professional Association. In response to this post, the HRPA has tweeted out the following. HRPA is aware of this video post by one of its regulated members and does not condone or endorse in any way the statements made about HR practice therein. Further, HRPA is reviewing this matter to determine if there has been a breach of its rules of professional conduct. Now, that was about 2 days ago. I can't stop laughing at this story because the lack of self-awareness
yeah.
the absolute when we talk about the spirit of the age, right? When we talk about this cult, if you will, right? This yeah. cult of leftism that we see. This is it in a nutshell for me, because it's one, insane. Number two, the lack of self-awareness. And number three, the holier-than-thou attitude, right? The, well, my politics are good, your politics are bad, so let me do the same thing that you are doing, but because I'm on the right side of things, it's perfectly okay, and no repercussions are coming my way, right? We talk about the lack of self-awareness, but the chutzpah that it takes, right, to be able to do this and think nothing's going to happen to you. Also, you deserve to be nowhere near the hiring and firing decisions or the healthcare decisions or anything in an organization ever again.
Nope.
Doesn't matter. You get one strike and one strike only. I mean, what in the absolute crap was that?
And by her standards, it sounds like she'd be lucky to get a job as a janitor at a high school.
Yep. And of course, she'll be the oppressed one because you fired a woman. No, I fired you with cause because you are a terrible person and you are doing terrible things to other people because of your politics.
Right.
Yeah, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Speaking of that, I forgot, when Biden is hiding, McConaughey becomes the White House spokesperson?
Huh?
Yeah. Did you not see this? Matthew McConaughey appeared at the White House press secretary podium the other day. Oh. Now, I will say this. Do I understand why he is up there? Yeah, I do, actually. Because he was born where, Pat?
In Texas?
Specifically, Uvalde, Texas. Did you know that?
I actually didn't know it was Uvalde. I thought it was like the Austin area somewhere.
From what I understand, that is where he was born or raised, either one of those two. But he is from that very area. Okay? So do I understand that maybe he has some impactfulness when it comes to this discussion around guns and all that stuff? And are you able to use him to further a message? Sure. But you want to talk about saying the quiet part out loud? Here we go.
All right. So speaking of changing things, to get to the specifics, you've had a number of talks on Capitol Hill. Do you think that this is the time? Do you think that this is somehow different? Because we've been through this before.
Yes.
I've covered a lot of them.
Yes, sir. So, look, I don't have anything to compare it to up here on the Hill. But the consensus word that I'm hearing and phrase is that this time is different, that there is some more momentum, that on the right, there are some things that they're willing to not staunchly say no to and consider, that on the left, they're willing to say, you know what, we may want the whole loaf, but we'll take a slice of the bread. So I'm told that this is a novel thing happening right now. And this is a novel and special time happening right now where actually something may change instead of just talking about it and nothing changes again for another 30 years.
All right, so talk about the specifics.
Did you catch something in there? And this is why this isn't WTF.
Does it have to do with the taking the whole loaf and then only selling for a slice?
Bingo, bongo, bango. What you doing saying the quiet part out loud there, Matthew McConaughey?
I mean, you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile.
Right.
Mm.
Yep. And by the way, yes, he was born in Uvalde, Texas.
Ah, okay.
November 4th of 1969, by the way.
Okay.
Dude is 52 years old. I hope to God I could look like that at 52.
Anyway. Mean, become a famous Hollywood actor, Andrew, and maybe you would.
Yeah, no. No, thank you. Now, that having been said, he just said it. The real agenda of Matthew McConaughey, the real agenda of Joe Biden, the real agenda of the leftists in Congress and in the Senate, the real agenda is to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, when you weren't here, I had this to say, because this is a position that comedian and actor Michael Ian Black has held. I can respect that position.
Mm.
Because it's honest. Because it is exactly what they believe. Cool. Here's the thing. Let's clear the deck of all of the trim around the edges or this law or that law.
Cut the bullshit. Yeah.
Yep. Let's have that. Go ahead and present to the American people a repeal of the Second Amendment. Once and for all, let's have that debate. Let's put the chips out there on the table and watch what the American people think and believe about that. Once and for all, let's do it. Oh, it turns out you know what the result of that would be, right, Pat?
Overwhelmingly, yes.
Well, overwhelmingly, no, we're not repealing the Second Amendment.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying.
I just wanted to be clear because you said yes. No, we are not.
I was just answering your question. Yes, I know what that means.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, the overwhelming majority of the American public will tell you to take your repeal and shove it where the sun does not shine.
Mm-hmm.
Or to use the words of The Rock, shine that son of a bitch up, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass. That's what the American public will do.
Yeah.
Because there's one truth that they on the left don't realize, that the vast majority of the American public don't believe that guns are there for self-defense. They don't believe that guns are there for anything other than this. If you, the government, turn on me, I have a way to defend myself. Of course we can't defend against nuclear weapons. Of course this, of course that. But tyranny only works when you disarm, right? Look at what's happening in Canada right now, right?
Yeah.
Look at what happened in Australia with the gun buyback program and look at the Venezuela. Results right now.
Mm-hmm. Venezuela is another one.
Venezuela is a great, great example of this, right? Look at Cuba. Look at China. Look at all over the world as they disarm their populations. Look at Germany right now. Look at Austria right now. And all the regulations around gun ownership. And we're talking about virtual bans on gun ownership, right?
Yep.
We've seen the results of this, and we talked about it yesterday, in Nigeria. All over the world, it is replicated time and time and time and time again. The tyranny of government over the freedom of the people. And it's the reality that would be awoken in most people. So let's go ahead and have that debate. Turns out they don't want to actually have that debate, because to do so would be to settle it. It's the same thing, that the same question and the same thing that I have with the pro-life movement that lobbies on Capitol Hill all the time. They don't actually want this to be solved. They don't want this to be resolved. They don't want this fight to go away, right? They don't want the Supreme Court to actually overturn Roe versus Wade, because to do so would be to end their cash cow, to end their industry, if you will. To do so in this case would be to end Everytown USA, to end the anti-gun lobby. It would also arguably end the NRA, right? So you can make this case that both sides actually don't want this. They love this like back and forth fight. They don't actually want the real debate to happen. Do I believe that we have to be responsible when it comes to who has guns and who doesn't? Absolutely. There are things that you can do, but it involves mental illness. It involves emotional stability, right? It involves some of these things. But it doesn't devolve into prove to me you're not this. It doesn't devolve into take away your constitutional protections just to limit the other constitutional rights that you have. But I'm proud of Matthew McConaughey for coming out and saying that's what they actually want. They want the whole loaf. They want guns banned, period, point blank. You don't get to have them. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. But I'm out here saying, let us actually have that debate. Put it out there. Go ahead and try to get a coalition of the states, right? Go ahead. Go ahead and try to pass this amendment through Congress and then have it go and be ratified by 3/4 of the American states. It ain't going to happen. Hell, I bet you here in the state of Illinois, it wouldn't even happen. Why?
There's a lot of,
there's a lot of gun owners here in the state of Illinois. Yep. There's a lot of hunters. There's a lot of people who use it for sport, who use it for self-protection, who do use it actively every day.
You get out of Chicago and that's going to be really hard. You're going to be really hard to find somebody that's going to be really against the Second Amendment like that.
Mm-hmm. And even here in Chicago, it is a minority of people who would believe that. But it would end it once and for all, and they'll never do it because of that. Pat, do you have one more story for us?
Oh, I've got one more story for you.
Oh, no.
Tone deaf. While Americans suffer inflation, Dem senator brags about avoiding gas prices with her EV.
Uh-huh. Is that Rep. Standenow from Michigan?
You would be correct.
Or Senator, excuse me.
Yeah, Senator.
You God forbid correct, I don't use the right title. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the way, are you sure that that's a woman?
No, I'm not sure.
What's a woman, Pat?
I mean, in fairness, it kind of looks like the soul has left her body.
I'm not going there. But yeah, I can see where you're going. This has got to be arguably the most what the story of the week.
Yeah. Yep. You want to talk about lack of self-awareness?
Where she got up in public, by the way, in a public hearing. And,
yep.
And oh, I just loved passing by every gas station in my brand new electric vehicle en route to en route from Michigan to DC. Yeah. Now, that is also a falsehood on two levels here. Because for all of these people who think they're doing good, number one, where do you think that electricity is coming from?
Yeah.
Fossil fuel fired. Wait for it. Electricity production plants, right? And yep. Most of which, by the way, en route from, let's say, Detroit to Washington, D.C., are powered by what, Pat? What do you think powers most of those plants?
Fossil fuels.
Coal. Coal-fired power plants. Now, you want every single person, we've talked about this ad nauseum, right? Every single person needs to own an electric vehicle. Okay. Also, how long did it take you to go from Detroit to Washington, D.C. in that vehicle?
I can promise you it's a lot longer than someone driving a gas-powered car.
Especially because unless it is a fast-charging Tesla station, right?
Right.
You're spending at least 2 hours waiting for that thing to charge just to 80%. Now, on top of all of that, I mean, Pat, here's the thing, though, with these people. I say, go for it. If we're just going to print money off the Federal Reserve tree, why not print enough money for every single person to buy the top-end Tesla? Why not?
Why not? Yeah,
let's go.
Great point.
Let's go. Oh, wait, there's not enough electricity to be produced in the United States of America for that to happen. Oh, wait, we're expected to see rolling blackouts throughout the entire country this summer, by the way. The entire country. Texas already has them. Now, Texas is already an energy mess in and of itself, and it has been for over a decade now. Because why? Fossil fuel industries don't allow for nuclear power plants or don't allow for this or that other energy source. They've also bought in to what? T. Boone Pickens in his transition to solar and wind energy, which are notoriously unreliable.
Right.
They don't produce reliable energy. That's how you get your rolling blackouts in Texas. Could it be part of the process? Absolutely. But you need to also put in place nuclear energy. You also need to have ways to back up all of it. And by the way, if we're talking about EVs, why are we not rolling out solar powered cars? Why? Wouldn't it just be possible to put a solar panel on top of your car and just allow it to magically charge itself? And as you're running the vehicle, it just charges? Oh, it turns out that it's an unreliable source of energy, not enough to power that battery to move you fast enough right now. Could it happen eventually? Maybe. You want to get into the weeds of that? It's the only way that you get to avoid the fossil fuel industry, right? Oh, by the way, you can't actually avoid the fossil fuel industry because what produces the solar panels? Fossil fuels.
Fossil fuels?
Petroleum, actually. It is a key ingredient in making the solar panel. It's insane. Can we be better stewards of our earth? Yes. Can people or should we look to ways to lessen our impact? Yes. But we also must do so in realization that we will never be zero emissions. We will never be able to just rely on the wind or the solar power or whatever. We're never going to be able to do that alone. It must be that we lessen the use of fossil fuels to levels in which it is only there for us to consume eventually. We are not there as a society. We do not have the infrastructure, period, point blank, to just flip the switch and to just say, screw all of you that are struggling to pay your bills, just buy a Tesla. Or hell, go and buy a Hyundai Kona right now. Oh, that's $30,000. It's only half the price of a Tesla. Oh, by the way, that's not deliverable until probably November or December of this year, if then. Yeah. Right now, if you went on Tesla's website, by the way, to try to buy a car, any of them, you're waiting until at least October or November for that to be delivered. Right now. Oh, and by the way, you know what would be amazing, Pat, is if we help the American solar power companies, right? If we just had a way to do that. Do you know what Joe Biden just did? He lifted the tariffs and lessened the taxation, not just the tariffs, but the taxes that will come after the tariff was lifted on Chinese solar parts.
Oh, yeah.
That's pro business in America. That is really smart. I'm not saying that we have to like buy American all the time. What I am saying is you probably should focus on making sure that industry is healthy here before it gets to compete with Chinese Uyghur slave produced parts. Because by the way, that's where all of this stuff is produced. Those slaves, those concentration camp Uyghur Muslim population, okay, they are producing shoes, clothing, and solar parts. Why? Because that province of China is abundant in the resources, the natural resources. Oh, and by the way, we don't have enough lithium in the world right now, and probably never will, to power a solar car for every, or not a solar car, but power a lithium battery for every single person. We don't.
So every single car gets replaced, right, on the road that exists today. We couldn't do it. We don't have enough lithium in existence in the world. Insane. This is the most insane story of the week. And with that, Pat, your final thoughts.
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And be careful of losing your soul in HR.
Please be smart, be safe, be kind. As always, Matthew 5:47.